It's time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us to talk about a new approach to urban design. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, so we're talking about these pop-up parklets, right, that I've seen around town?
This program is so new that there's not even a name for it yet. But okay. Yeah, you're definitely on target, and it's coming out of the city's transportation department, Department of Transportation Services. And the idea is to get the community engaged, to get people out of their cars, to walk more, make our streets safer. In many ways, it kind of springs from the 2012 Complete Streets Plan, right, that the city's been working on. So we're not going to see how it will exactly unfold, but you mentioned pop-up. Well, the idea here is that people in the community, average folks, would actually say, look, I've got a dangerous street in my neighborhood, or I've got an intersection where there's a lot of problems, and to propose a way to improve it. Well, what could that entail? Well, you could put in maybe more bike lanes, maybe a roundabout, maybe a mini park. You could have those curb extensions like you saw in Chinatown, maybe even nicely painted crosswalks. Any number of ideas to make it a more livable community. And this is something that the city will be unfurling sometime next year.
Now, I didn't realize that this was kind of a worldwide like trend.
Yeah, it is. It certainly, you have to look to San Francisco, of course, in many ways. That city is always ahead of the curve on these sorts of things. But they started looking at this in 2005, actually taking parking areas and converting them into like mini green areas. So people, you know, won't drive and park their car. They'll actually walk. There's actually a phenomenon known as parking day, where at least for a while, parking lots are converted into livable areas, not just used for parking your cars. This was surprising. This is Natanya Friedheim's story, by the way. I got to give her credit. I didn't realize that, but in most U.S. cities, 80% of the paved areas, public space, go to cars. 80% are being used up by cars.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, I remember seeing these parklets in Chinatown. Yeah. I think architect Dean Sakamoto with his group Shade, they were doing something in Chinatown, I think even Waipahu.
Right. And by the way, you mentioned that there has been pushback in some of these cases. I mentioned the bulb outs in Chinatown that we're talking about, but also the King Street bike lane, even though that's now been around for a while, that still is something that hasn't completely worked out, even though the city is looking to expand bike lanes. But there is pushback. It will take the community looking at things differently, working with the city on how to make a more livable community. I think one of the main concerns that comes into this is pedestrian fatalities. And in that regard, the numbers are just shocking. I think we are up this year over previous years, skyrocketing fatalities, particularly for our elderly citizens. So this is the idea is not only to get people out of their cars, to make sure that more people are not hit by them.
Right. And it is a big concern for both the city and the state. So I guess if the community can figure out a way to make their neighborhood safer, if it includes some of these parklets or, you know, modifications,
right.
It's worth
the
a
city
shot.
Will actually, the city will actually offer materials and technical know-how, and even the public could potentially be involved in actually building these little parklets or whatever the case may be. It's called tactical urbanism, a phrase I wasn't familiar with until now, but as a way to get people directly involved in the way their city looks.
So now, when will this kind of get rolled out?
The time isn't specific. Natanya mentioned in her story that there are, in her words, a few kinks to be worked out, but the plan is for 2019, and certainly we will be following through on whatever comes about. I tell you, there's an intersection near where I work here in Kaimuki that I'd like to see people just slow down and be more careful. I just really worry there's going to be more accidents. So if we could make it an easier, safer Honolulu, that would be a win-win for everybody.
Right. It'd be interesting to see then if they can adopt some of those things in the neighbor islands where they may have some of the same problems.
Right. And by the way, some of these changes might just be temporary. And if they took, then maybe they would be made permanent.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.